All right, how you guys doing? This is your man DLP the Prince, and this here is the PVO show, positive vibes only. And we also are live on Twitch as well. And today's topic, we are going to talk about, I am going to talk about some things. Today's episode will be men full circle. Like, we have some things that we got to get in order. I personally feel like, with just our history, men have always been up here and ladies have been right there behind. And a lot of guys in those power positions really have made sure that women, you know, have stayed down and stayed behind. And I know for how I was raised, you know, luckily enough to be raised by both parents and, you know, being a mom's, you know, saying being a mom's boy, you know, growing up, definitely was a mom's boy. I was always with her. You know I did some dumb shit when I was in like high school and stuff like that, but I know I can thank God that I've been nowhere near, the type of man that I've seen in the comment sections, and just seeing some guys out there in general, how they treat women in general. I know how, you know, I've been if somebody I didn't like, but to all females in general, I know I'm thankful how I was raised, because I just know the person that I am, respectfully. You know, when I meet people and I'm around people, I know that I've always been able to at least know, you know, females know that they can be safe around me, which is a good thing. It's just that Me Too really has changed a lot of different things. Some people that maybe were not as vocal now have to, you know, say, and go out of their way to really try to be a little bit more vocal, because there's a lot of communication errors. So a couple of things I want to go over is that, like, after the Me Too movement really made an impact out there, which was great, because a lot of females did get, you know, started bringing up a lot of hurt, a lot of pain. And for those stories that, you know, that did come out that needed to, it really did. But men and women have to communicate. We have to. We cannot make up our own rules of what sexual harassment is. We can't make our own rules of what sexual assault is. Like, you just can't. And I know, honestly, I'm not guilty. I know, I don't feel like, you know, like guilt. I just feel shame, because truthfully, you know, we have done, you know, women definitely an injustice, man. We've done them a huge injustice, man. Like, look at, you know, when everybody was allowed to vote, you go back and look at when females were finally allowed to vote. Like, it still was a while, you know what I mean? And it still happened in stages. And I know I'm kind of rambling here, but let me fix myself here. I truly believe that we've had the Me Too happen, you know, saying, and get those uncharted, you know, conversations out there and get those things started, you know, where like this happened to me, dot, dot, dot. And then this happened, dot, dot, dot. We got to do better regardless. We just got to do better. And it really, like, the reason why I say full circle is because if father, you know, saying if men that are fathers start getting back on their shit, that's one phase that's going to help. And that's just literally just going to help things. Like, you need, if you are a dad out there and you're not with your kids and have not been with your kids, you need to get your shit in order. At the same time, fellas need to step it up. Y'all need to stop smashing everything that walks, bro. I know that sounds like a weird thing to say to a lot of men, because in a lot of men's head, conquering the, you know, saying conquering that next one is like usually every guy's goal. But honestly, there's a bunch of us out there, ladies, that it really is not important, honestly. And I know, like, technically, like, usually I'll catch myself when I'm saying stuff like this, because I know that when I was growing up, I never had the confidence. I didn't have the confidence. I didn't have the look. I didn't take care of myself, really. I didn't, you know, honestly didn't take care of myself enough. And that was my fault. But at the same time, my thought process was actually still, for the most part, the same. I have to be involved with somebody. There has to be a connection. I had to know them, you know, saying, in order to really want to do something. I couldn't necessarily just, you know, go around and just like just smash anything that walks. That's fucking disgusting, actually. You know what I mean? Like, in health class, I actually paid attention. So for the most part, I know the reason why a lot of guys are the way they are is because they know that they can. And that's a huge part of the problem. Like, we really got to get our shit in order, because we got to stop looking at the quantity. There's a lot of fellas that are still in that old mentality where, like, yo, I can bag 100. And no one really looks at the numbers like, that's fucking nasty, man. Like, you've been through 100 chicks. And how many times, like, there's no way you bought 100 condoms. Like, you know what I'm saying? When you look at people that have had sex a lot, you know they didn't go out and buy a lifetime supply of condoms. Because first off, if you bought them from somewhere where it's a lifetime amount, them condoms are cheap. Ain't no, I don't know if I've ever seen like a lifetime supply box of Trojans. You know what I mean? They get them Trojans. It's funny. I haven't used condoms. I don't know how long, man. That's good Lord. I can't even think of the last time I used a condom. It was such a barbaric time back in the day. Like, I look at condoms now and I'm just like, what is that? What is that? That is a waste. They were amazing when I was young, because, like, you know, you knew exactly why you was going to use them. But even though, personally, I never had the ability to slay and sleep around with, you know, like, whoever I wanted to, my mentality was still exactly the same. Why do I want to smash thousands of chicks instead of actually just finding, you know, saying one person that I actually can really share something with? And that was honestly the, you know, the one thing I wanted. And that's what I got now. We have a lot of men that don't have that mindset. And this is literally just one of those things that can really affect things on a larger scale. Men wanting that quantity and not that quality. Hey, Kenny. How you doing, buddy? I felt bad, man, because I hadn't heard from you in a long time. Big shout out to my boy, Kenny. Kenny the Share God, he's in the room. Kenny, I know it's been a long time since I've talked to you. Right now, I am recording for the podcast that I have, so like, hopefully you have seen me post about it. Now when you see me kind of go live, I'm actually recording the podcast like we are right now. So I'm trying to get back on topic. But thank you, buddy, for coming in the room. Definitely missed you, man. I know it's been a while. It's like I was saying, we really got to get our shit in order. Because I know that even though, like, as a young man, not having the ability to be able to kind of like pick and choose and mess around with who I wanted to, because I really didn't have that confidence and that ability to do so. I just knew that even if I, you know, if I did, that just really wasn't my style. And a lot of fellas got to get out of that mindset. Well, we sleep with anything that walks, because what's the next step when you're messing around frivolously, just messing around? What happens? You end up having kids, and you know exactly what happens right after there. These guys, either they're going to, all right, shut it down, and they're going to, you know, be with their girl now, because like they know they got a baby coming. So they're like, yeah, I'm going to just settle down and be with her. You know, or some of these guys, you know, they get themselves in some situation with ladies that seriously cause them some pain, and they run away sometimes. Because there are some really jacked up stories that a lot of people don't like hear all the time when it comes to, you know, men and women having kids. And there are some instances where the ladies actually make it extremely hard for him. And those stories don't get talked about too much, because at the end of the day, like, what those guys still do, everything still falls on her and everything like that. Like, they didn't do enough to make sure they're like, hey, look, you know, you need to chill. Let's do this. Let's do this for our kid and stuff like that. And a lot of guys don't do that because, again, they're still trying to go out there and slay everything that walks. So when men start getting to a point where we now look at quality over quantity, when every man gets on that same level, you're looking at a better, you know what I'm saying? You're looking at a better world later on. Because, like, I thought about so many times, like, you know, what changes we could have, you know, saying, and what impact they could have. And if you really think about it, if men just on that part got their shit together, that's one huge thing society wise that could change. Because like now men are like, you know what? I don't want to just sleep around with you. I want her, or I want that person there, because that person, you know, saying, seems interesting, or like me and that person got a connection. If like men get their shit in order, like, you're looking at a lot of things that, you know, they get better down the line. But because we make some really stupid mistakes in our youth, and even when we get older, you know, it's just one of the many reasons why we're in this, like, where we are. And I truly feel that way. I truly feel like that's why we're there. Let's take a little commercial break here. All right, so we're talking about men full circle here. We're back and continuing our conversation here. Like, I honestly do feel once a lot of guys can get on the same page and start looking at that quality, that's just one aspect. Then you have, but going back also to fathers that have daughters. I have two. These girls can really work my nerves. You know what I mean? They can really work my nerves. This is new generation, so that's a whole nother conversation. But men truly got to get their shit in order. Now, my young ladies that are in my life, or in my life because of my fiance, if I was to biologically, you know, be a father, or at least have been a part of their lives from when they were like extremely young, that's something that I cannot wait. As a man, honestly, I can't wait to actually have, you know, saying, you know, have kids, if God will, I'm actually able to. And I've always wanted to be a father, you know, of a daughter, because I know I want to make sure that young lady grows up to be strong and fucking confident as hell. There's no insecurities body wise. You know, there's not a whole lot you can do to make someone else love themselves. But if there's anything that you can do, is the encouragement that, like, hey, you see that person in the mirror? That's a beautiful fucking person. Now go live your life. Because we got a lot of young ladies now, they spend their entire day looking in a mirror, sitting on Instagram, and just looking at other females that haven't told them to do shit. These other people are just living their lives. And they actually say that it is some form of like a social disease now, where we will look at what other people are doing socially on social media, and we'll look at them and look at how they're living their life. And I truly do feel like a lot of young ladies do also look at how other females look on Instagram and then start like looking at them, like looking back at themselves and like kind of feeling like, you know what? I'm not voluptuous enough. I'm not this, I'm not that. And if ain't nobody telling you shit, you need to like stop that. But I think that really helps if men that are fathers are involved in these young ladies' lives. You're a part of them, not to just be the enforcer, but to literally be there because you're the man in their life. You're the first man in their life. So everybody else that comes afterwards needs to fall in line. And if you are, you know, the right kind of father, you'll make sure that from now on, she'll look at every other guy afterwards and be like, you know what? You're nothing like my dad. You know what I mean? Like, my dad would not fuck with you because you ain't shit. You know what I mean? Like, they would have a standard at least to kind of go off of, because you've made sure that any man that's worth them investing their time into is going to be worth it, because you've always made sure that they know that you don't need anybody. You know, saying you got everything that you need, but if you want to be a part of my life, you got to have your shit together. So like, that's a really big thing that I feel like, you know, if men, you know, saying we're properly and, you know, involved. So like, there's a lot of guys out there that are lazy fathers. You know what I mean? That are really lazy fathers. They're not necessarily involved enough. You know, child support ain't involvement, man. Like, I get that you paid, but that's not it. That's not you being a father. And I already talked about it a little bit, you know, as far as like the child support. But it really impacts people, that child support, and the issues that couples can have when they don't really like get their shit in order and figure it out before the courts do. You know, parents can figure their shit out and get everything in order before the courts get involved. But there's stories that people don't hear enough, that a guy was ready to do everything that he was supposed to do, and the young lady was spiteful and used the court system, you know, saying to punish him because the two of them are not together. And this happens quite a lot. This isn't one of those mansplaining things. This really does happen a lot. I've fucking seen it. I have literally seen young ladies utilize the court system and, you know, everything just to be able to, you know, control this guy, because obviously he doesn't want to deal with her, but he wants to be involved in his child's life. And you really, as a father, got to do everything that you can so that you can get that involvement. And it sucks, because there are some good men out there that want to be involved, and then, you know, they have all these obstacles that they have to, you know, go up against. And then they end up giving up. I've heard some horror stories of guys that, you know, they were there for their kids when they first were born. They were involved. And then, you know, a situation happened. You know, girl got crazy, got real fucking crazy. Just, you know, was losing their shit. But she's the mother. and the rights go towards the mother immediately in certain states. And I have literally seen, like, you know, guys leaving where they live at, everything, pack up all this shit and leave town because, you know, their baby mom is trying to get them locked up, like calling the police and telling them, you know, well, he just beat me up and he just did this. And I'm like, what did you do to this woman? And they're like, no, I didn't do anything. They're like, yeah, like we were together, but like she literally started snapping. These are horror stories because these young ladies become women. They become grown ass women and they have these children. And it's just a mess. This is hard because to the people that this doesn't affect, like if you're a female that you've never done anything like this, do not take this to heart then. But if you are a female that is, you know, I mean, you like 35, you're, you know, 45, and you know that you did this to a guy, you know, you drove him away. And you're going around calling him a deadbeat and all of this. Like, it's just, it's heartbreaking because I have heard these few, I've heard these few stories, you know, like growing up. And, you know, they were real. There's not any reason to make any of this shit up. You know, now I've seen some really, some good guys out there, like really, you know, like really lose it. But then there's a lot of other guys out there that are part of that average of men that just don't do what they're supposed to do. Hell, you know, there's guys out there I know that actually, you know, they pay child support, but then they actually act like that was the parenting. Like, not even exaggerating. I know guys that literally, you know, saying have, you know, they've paid their part of child support and in their heads, all right, I did good. No, you didn't. No, you did not. Like, I know talk is cheap, but I know if I was a father, you know, like, you know, if I was a father, you know, of my own biological kids, you know, I'm going to be there the entire time. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to miss any fucking thing. Not going to miss a damn thing because that's what I want. And sadly, this just adds to, you know, what basically what I'm talking about, how men in full circle got to get their shit in order, because there's not a lot of men walking around talking about, I want to, you know, saying be a dad. There's not a whole lot of us. There's very few. One of the most fucked up videos I seen was a video of all of these lucky ass men that had all these, you know, their wives in this video that were recording them and letting them know, hey, we're pregnant again. And I want you to clearly hear what I just said. We. You don't hear that from a majority of females now, especially this new generation. These new one is very different. You rarely hear we. You hear a lot of I. And the understanding is that, yes, you are having a child, but if you're married, it's the both of y'all. Yes, it's coming out of you. But see, back in the day, there was a lot of women that didn't think like that. There was a lot of women that honestly were like, look, you and me are together. So guess what? We getting ready to have a child. So come on, let's go. Now we got a lot of females that are like, well, I'm getting ready to have this kid. Like, it's my, you know, it's mine. It's like, Jesus, like what has happened? Like, what has changed? And these are still individual ladies that are in fact married and in relationships, and they're doing a whole lot of odd. But like, just going back to this video, I actually saw a bunch of men, lucky ass men, that had their wives saying, hey, sweetie, we're pregnant again. And every single one of them all had like this funny reaction to a bunch of other people. And the more I watched it, the more I got pissed off, because like every single one of them was pissed that they were getting ready to have a kid. Now, mind you, some of them did already have one. Some of them had two. But I don't care. That's, you know what I mean? Like, y'all know what happens when, you know, y'all fucking know the birds and the bees. So I don't know why a bunch of guys out there that know that they're not using condoms and you're still getting laid. If she can, she's going to be able to pop a baby out for you, you dumbass. I think that's wild. I think that's really wild. Because that video was like, it was like maybe like a minute or two, like maybe like 2 minutes, 3 minutes. And just like each guy just down the line just had this reaction. And I just was like, what in the hell? Like guys were like literally like, are you kidding me? You know what I'm saying? Just moping around like, really? Like, yeah, really? Did you not pull out, nigga? Is your pullout game weak? I remember I had an ex that was like, your pullout game is weak. I was like, my pullout game is weak on purpose. I was like, my shit was, you know, saying was weak as fuck on purpose. Hell. Shit. I ain't even gonna lie. I was trying to have a baby a couple times. You know, it just never happened. So. It is what it is. I guess I wasn't supposed to have, you know, saying biologically supposed to have kids, man. That's why I say, Lord willing, if I'm ever lucky, you know, if, you know, God ever blesses me to be able to do that, you know, that'll be a beautiful thing. Because I know, like, out of a lot of guys, I know, like, my, you know, saying, I call my best friend my brother. Like, he, me and him also, you know, like, we, you know what I'm saying, we want kids. I want some tiny tights, man. Like, I've always wanted children. And I got one of my other besties, you know what I'm saying? She's interested in having, you know, saying having kids. And it's not something that everybody wants, you know, saying necessarily wants. So it's rare when you, if there are men out there that are like, hey, you know, I want kids. And I know my one buddy, my one bestie, he definitely wants, you know, kids as well. I know he can't wait for that opportunity to be able to have kids. So, like, there are men out here that want to step up and want to do things, but it's everybody. Like, all the men out there gotta get their shit, you know, saying we gotta get our shit in order. Because I truly feel that it means a lot if, you know, if a lot of men out there that are fathers to these young ladies out here, like it means the world if you show them, you know, truly what a man is supposed to be. You know, they go out in the world and they do what they do. They know, all right, that was my dad. So any other guy that comes into their life, fuck you, because you ain't on his shit. Fuck, you know what I mean? Like, if you have that father figure, you know, that properly did what he was supposed to do in your life, that's the balance you'll have. If you also have, and it's amazing when I see fathers of young ladies, and they're doing what they're supposed to. I got, you know, big shout out to my boy Blake. Awesome dad. He is extremely involved in his, you know, saying in his young lady's life. And it's amazing to see. You know, I love it when I see fathers doing father shit. I think that is the coolest fucking thing in the world. Like, it really shows my age now. Like, you know, I'm a nerd. I like, you know, I like anime and shit like that. But like, on some real shit, when I see fathers out there like doing dad shit and taking care of the, you know, like doing stuff. It's amazing to see every time, almost every single time. So big shout out to all fathers out there that are involved in your kid's life, not because you were told to, but because you want to. It's truly my belief that us, us men out there that want to be involved in these kids' lives will really make the change that's needed, you know. Because it's not fair that we have young ladies growing up feeling insecure about themselves. Again, there's not much that you can do to make another person like mentally love themselves, but there's still some things that you can do to help them at least know that, you know, they were always loved and that, you know, they were always told like, hey, there's only one you. That's all you get. You just get one. This isn't a video game. You can't press the reset button. You know, I my daughters are very beautiful young ladies, but they're just part of that generation, you know, where there are some insecurities, man, and they can't help it. But it was, you know, it really depends on the father figure, you know, growing up. It really makes the difference. So to any of you fellas that out there that are listening and you have some young kids and you notice that you've been slacking, listen to me now. Get your shit in order. Because you owe it to them. They didn't ask to be here. And regardless of whether or not you're dealing with a crazy psycho right now, none of that matters. Your kids are the only ones that matter. I've told this to several guys that I know that I've come in contact with, you know, letting me know about like, hey, you know, my baby mom, she get on my nerves, she's crazy. I was like, what about your kids? Well, I mean, I try to see them when I, nope, unacceptable. I know, man, like, nah, I don't want to hear that. Unacceptable. Go over there and go see your kids. I don't like dealing with her. I was like, who gives a shit about her? I was like, don't do that to your kids, though. They didn't do anything. And that's the thing that we have to do. If you got crazy ass, you know, baby moms, hey, you shot up in there. You shot up the club. So get your ass over there. You know, let her yell at you for a little bit. Or man up and be like, yo, shut the fuck up. I'm here to see my kids. And not just see your kids, though. Like, don't just sit there and be like, all right, I'm holding you. Like, go do something with your child. You know what I mean? Because literally, if they take your kids away, you never get them back. You know, they take your kids away, some other dude comes into their life that I'm that motherfucker right now. You you know, I'm that person. You know, I'm the other dude. I'm being called dad now, you know. So if you don't want to be that man that loses that, and you know that would hurt you, get your shit together. There's nothing else that needs to be said. Get your shit together. Because it is for your children. This is all about full circle. When men start getting their thing, you know, start getting everything in order, you know, we really are going to make the world a better place. Because no matter how you look at it, it falls back on us. Definitely falls back on us. Let's take another commercial break. All right, man. So we are back, and I think the last part that I want to talk about, because these are some things that were on my mind and on my heart today. And it really would be good to have some back and forth with some of my fellow some of my fellow guy friends here. And I promise you, not mansplaining anything. I don't really get into the whole like new thing that's going on. You know what I'm saying? With some young ladies feeling like, you know, guys like to mansplain. I personally feel like, yeah, like I know that we have fucked up as men, and I recognize that. So I don't have any issue bringing it up in the podcast and bringing it up here on stream that we really got some shit that we got to fix. But men and women need to conversate more about sexual assault. We really do, because it's an injustice to the both of us to not have that conversation and really know what is. Our young generation has to know properly what that is. We cannot allow them to grow up and kind of like come up with their own explanation of what sexual assault is. It's very important. Because we have some new things, like there's things that are not covered by the laws and stuff like that. And then there's those incidents where, because kids really are annoying. That statement is really true. Kids are annoying. They're really annoying. The shit that they do is fucked up. Just like a lot of us and the boomers as well. You don't really conversate too much during sex. You know what I mean? I've never said like, hey, do you want to go have sex? I've never asked that question before. It literally always just happened. You know what I mean? Like you just got there. So when Me Too started, it really did start asking some questions. Like, are people asking? You know what I mean? Like, is consent, or like for a lot of young people, you know, what is consent? You know, I've heard young ladies say, well, I told him I didn't want to do this. Like, okay. And then what happened? Well, he still was kind of like insinuating, like, can you please, you know, just do it, please. I'm like, okay. But you already had told him no. Like, yeah, I told him no. Like, okay. And then now that's it. You don't have to do anything. Now, after you say no, I'm say that shit again. After you say no, that's it. Ain't nothing supposed to happen. If you said no, ain't nothing supposed to happen. Now, after you said no, you let me know that you had said no, and you still engaged and did something that you had said no just earlier, but you wasn't forced. You just felt like you had to. That's not sexual assault. That's a huge miscommunication error right there. It's very important. This topic is touchy, but it's important. And I have expressed this a couple of times while I was online. Like, I actually had some amazing people. You know, one guy that I follow on Facebook, you know, he brought up the conversation. And, you know, everybody was kind of like going back and forth. And you could definitely tell the age difference. Everybody in this conversation was like pretty much at the end of 20 and then already in their 30s. So everyone already knew, you know, you don't fucking ask, like, you know, hey, are we going to have coitus? Are we going to have sex? No one asks that shit. You know that already, but you also know what no means. You know what I'm saying? And I just, you know, like I enjoyed every moment of that couple of minutes that, you know, just had being a part of that conversation, because like, I was like, everything that I'm seeing is what we need to be doing all the time. We need to conversate and talk about those key points from a woman's perspective. They can tell you, like, you know, just naturally, there's some women out there that they've only had sex because they felt like if they didn't have sex, they were going to get hurt or get beaten. But here's my addition to that. Because I have heard these stories several times and they break my heart, because that's an assumption and not a fact. If the person never put their hands on you in a violent way, for you to assume that they are going to hurt you, that they would just turn into this monster that they never had. And, you know, I've always made sure I've asked, like, did they hurt you? Did they do something? Like, no, they didn't do anything. Like, okay, you got to understand, you're walking around talking about a person possibly beating you and hurting you and forcing you to have sex. That is the projection that you're putting out to the world about a person that didn't do any of that. That is wrong. I've actually seen a lady, and she was not young. That's why I didn't say young lady, but I seen a lady post a story, and she said she went out on a date with this guy that she had knew just a little bit. And they went somewhere and had a good time, and they left there, and he wanted to go back to his place. So he was on his way back to there, you know, taking her back to his place. She said she was right then and there. She said she was terrified. She was too scared to say, can you please take me home to my house and, you know, drop me off? I had a good time, but I want to go to my house. I feel more comfortable if we go to my house. She didn't say anything. She then said, you know, they went back to, you know, his place, and they were, you know, sitting and talking for a little bit. And then she said they went, you know, to his room to go have sex. And she didn't say anything. And she expressed that she didn't say anything because she felt like he was going to hurt her. Like, she didn't say anything when they were in the car on the way to his house, because she felt like if she had asked to be taken home, she thought that he was going to beat her and not take her home. Then, as they were at his house and then they had sex, she said they cried. She cried. I don't know how she cried without letting him know that, you know, like, I don't know what they did. She didn't go into high detail of how they had sex, but she said she cried during the sex, and then he took her home, and she goes, this was wild to me too. She goes, I was raped that night. No, the fuck you were not. No, absolutely. No. I mean, that story pissed me off so much because, for starters, I can't be mad at you for feeling helpless. You know what I mean? Like, that's something that's going on in your head. But there's a guy walking around right now, and he has no idea that there's a woman saying that when the two of them were together, he raped her. And in her story, you don't hear rape at all because no one said anything. If you said, no, please stop, this is hurting me, okay, that makes perfect sense. Okay, stop. You know what I mean? You have been told you need to stop. So you stop. You know what I mean? That's not what happened. Like, I looked at that story over and over, and, like, even asked, like, people were like, wait, what do you mean? She was like, well, I thought he was going to hurt me, so I didn't say it. That's not, you can't go around saying that someone raped you. You just can't. That's not okay. That's not okay to go around saying. And if there is any women out there that are doing that, please stop. Please stop. If you don't want to do something, you say, no, I'm not doing that. Start saying that. Open your mouth. Because, like, literally not every guy is a rapist. And I know that's a tough thing to say in this day and age, because there are a lot of females that can tell you fucking horror stories. I have literally cried looking at Twitter feeds, seeing, you know, women terrified of just life, And it breaks my heart. That's why I feel like today I'm talking about how we got to get our shit in order. But at the end of the day, I don't walk around and, like, you know, saying just, you know, and involved with men that, like, are like, hey, don't give a fuck if she says no. Yeah, I care if she says no. If she says stop, you stop. If you tell a guy that you was raped and his eyes get big like this, that's our normal reaction. That's our normal reaction. Our reaction is going to be like that because that's not normal. Like, you know, saying everyday people are not trying to hurt other people. That is why these individual people stick out. But in this topic, there's so many men that have done so much fucking wrong. I get it. Like, I get it and I don't get it because I don't know what it's like to be a woman and, you know what it's like to just walk in a woman's shoes where you may feel terrified of life every single day. I just seen a thread of on Twitter, females talking about guys that like to do this kind of flirtatious thing where they try to scare you and then go, I'm tired. Huh? I thought it was surreal. Like, these girls were really going into detail about how a guy literally tried to run her over as she's on the street, you know, doing her jog or whatever. She was going, like, one lady was talking about she was riding her bike and she's on the side of the street and a guy was like, ah, I'm coming to hit you. Hey girl, what's your name? I don't know who the fuck these dudes are. But it seems like every chick could just label out that one guy because that's weird. That's weird. And I mean, it was a weird thread to read all of these stories of these ladies talking about how they had a guy. Like, she, like, one woman said she was in the park, you know, saying running, and then some guy came chasing her. And he was like, ha, 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 ha. I was just joking. My name's such and such. Like, who the fuck are you running up? Like, if you are a man out here running up on women, just running up on them, please stop. Like, please stop doing that. Because that's not cool. It's not okay. If you guys are out here terrorizing females and then thinking that that is okay to fucking, like, pick up an opportunity to flirt with them, I'm here to tell you right now, if you are a man and you think that it's okay to just run up on a chick and try to scare her to death and then, you know, you try to spark up a conversation to get her number or to take her out on a date, I'm here to let you know on my stream and my podcast that you are a fucking idiot. Please stop doing that if that is something that you've ever thought was okay. There's, under no circumstances do females like it. If they're minding their own business and your psychotic ass runs up on them trying to terrorize them, and now you want to try and flirt with them. I don't know if that worked for you when you were fucking 10, but it doesn't work when you're an adult. That's just weird. Like, as a man, there's nothing, honestly, that, you know, could do or say when I was looking at that thread besides say, wow. Like, this is a fucking wild ass thread. But to stop getting sidetracked and get back on track here, men and women out there that are listening to this podcast, do everything that you can to continue having conversations with other men and other females and engage in conversation about sexual assault and sexual harassment. There's some guys out there that, I don't know, it's hard to explain. It's, they do have a level of sexual harassment, but if you ever walked up to these individual men, and I'm telling you right now, there's a lot of women right now that know these guys. These are older gentlemen and stuff like that. Hell, some of them are young, but, like, a lot of them are older gentlemen. Men are just different. And there are some guys out there that do and say some stuff. But if you truly walked up to them and was like, you know what, I don't like it when you're like saying blah, 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 or when you run up on me. And I mean, they would be heartbroken because they'd be like, yo, I never meant any offense. And I can definitely understand the young generation of females most definitely would not be okay with a lot of these older guys that do some of these things, but that's why they don't hang around the young girls. They hang around the women. You know what I'm saying? They hang around the women to do this because that's they have an understanding. The young girls won't, you know what I'm saying, wouldn't get it. But when those girls do get older, they kind of do once. And trust me, I see it all the time at work. You know what I mean? You see it at your work. Go to your job and look around. Now you see the one guy that looks like he's flirting, but like honestly, they harmlessly, you know, saying joke like that all the time. But if anybody ever walked up to that individual guy and said, hey, you know what? You're a fucking disgusting pig, blah, blah, blah. He would be heartbroken because like truly he doesn't mean to offend. It's just literally he's a horn dog. That's how he is. And he doesn't mean any offense. He's just, old guys get like that. You know what I mean? They get like that. And I understand this new generation, everything's offensive. But rape is never, you know, saying never a thing to laugh at. It's never a thing to joke, you know, necessarily joke about, you know. Even though I have seen Dave Chappelle joke about it in a very extremely funny way, like taking away his power. But at the end of the day, you know, we all know that rape is not, it's not a funny situation. But I just encourage all of my listeners and anybody else, if you're a first time listener here on the podcast, engage in conversation. With other men and women about, you know, saying about rape and about sexual assault, because I've really heard some stories that have bothered me because someone really did not fully understand what the hell that was. You know, if you don't say anything, that other person honestly is not a mind reader and just doesn't know. Say something. You do need to. I've seen people freak out online because they were like, well, you know, why didn't she say something? Well, how dare you? No, open your fucking mouth and say something. If you don't like something, say it. Don't walk around and say, well, I didn't say anything because I thought that they were. You can't just assume that someone's a monster, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't assume someone's a monster and then go around like saying, okay, well, that person is a monster because they did this to me. Like, wait, didn't y'all have? Well, yes, but I was scared. No, you just can't. That's not okay. That's literally not okay. And I don't know who needs to hear this. If you are, for whatever fucking reason, find yourself in a situation where you are assaulted, for the love of fucking God, please don't just run and put that shit on the internet. Please get a, you know, a kit done. I know that there are some statistics and blah, 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 blah. Go get the kit done because at least it's there. It is there. So if you have to fight tooth and nail for the cops to do their fucking job and find out, you know, saying and find the person that did that to you, you do whatever it takes. You don't look at just statistics and then just give up. You do whatever the fuck it takes to get that fucking evil person off the street so that they never do that to another person ever again. Like, that's truly the way I feel about that. Like, I understand the statistics are jacked up. A lot of police don't go out of their way to, you know, saying to help, you know, women in this situation. But, like, if you do nothing and don't get that kit done, you know, don't get all the, you know, send all those steps taken care of legally, you know, that person gets to fucking walk around and do that to another person. If you are hurt by somebody and they really have, you know, done a number on you and hurt you, you do whatever the fuck it is to make sure that they go down for what they did. You don't let, you know what I'm saying? You don't let nobody take your power, because that's exactly what rape is. Someone's trying to take your power, take your innocence from you, and it's not okay. It's unacceptable. There's men out here that don't condone themselves and shit like that, because that's not normal. That is some abnormal, like, sub, you know, saying that is just some abnormal bullshit right there. Like, that literally is not every single guy walking around. Is that truly, like, literally, I can't express that enough. Like, I will literally go to prison if someone touched my baby or touched my babies. You know what I mean? Someone touched my daughters, they're they will not be here. But luckily enough, for everyone else that has never had to deal with those situations, and there's just these other topics, like, let's see what I can kind of go over. A perfect example here. I remember there was a show called the Carlisles? The Carmichaels. This is a fucking great show. And they had an episode on there where the main character's brother went out on a date with a girl, and the both of them, you know, Sam, both of them were drunk. In the beginning of the night, she told him that they were not going to have sex. So they woke up, you know, that morning, and they, you know, obviously found out that they did have sex. And then, you know, he put his clothes on and, like, left and went home, but didn't get a call or a text at all, you know, saying from the girl. And he texted her and stuff like that and wasn't getting any response. And his brother told him, you know, saying his brother's fiance told him, yeah, you raped her. What? And I was like, huh? What? Yeah. Is it? Like, consent is extremely important, but I love that episode because, you know, the first thing that they started talking about was, I can never think of a time that I've ever, you know, like, asked, hey, can we go have sex? Like, we got to that point because we did everything else. You know, there's the kissing and touching and whatever it is you guys do that lets y'all know y'all about to get to that point, you know? Cause, and here's a big one. Every guy knows this one, trying to get third base. And what's third base? Trying to get to the breast, right? If you go to third base and she sends you, you know what I mean? Like, sends you away, then you already know what's not going to happen that day. That's about as plain as day as it gets. But I can tell you right now, I don't know not one person that's ever, like, asked to have sex. Like, that's just, I don't know, that's just weird.
Can we have sex, please? Can we go over there and have coitus?
Like, that's literally never happened. But getting back to the episode, you know, he really was contemplating, like, did I rape this girl? And I'm just sitting there thinking to myself, like, no, but there are a lot of young people that would actually feel that, yeah, you might have, man. You was drunk and you didn't know. That could be far from the truth. I mean, even in the ending even showed that the girl didn't talk to him because, like, she felt that he was a bad lay. I mean, I could go into a whole nother topic with that. I think that is just the stupidest thing on the planet. If you're intentionally sleeping with somebody just to sleep with them and you know there's not going to be nothing after that, okay, do your thing. But if you go on a date with someone, you went on a date with this person because y'all wanted to, you know, go out on a date and see if y'all mesh well. if you're turning people away because your sex experience is not great, and you're like, ah, the sex was trash, I don't want to talk to that person, there's a reason why so many people don't have good relationships. Because sex is not going to be perfect right off the bat. You are just fucking stupid if you think so. No one knows what ticks you. You know what I mean? Just right off the head. You know, a lot of guys out there are going to have, you know, if they have experience, they're going to do what they do or try, you know, to do what they do with you. But for two people in a relationship, you got to fucking talk so that you know exactly what the two people like. So I've always felt like whenever I've seen incidents like that where y'all went on a date and then y'all actually happened to have sex on that date, even though it was your first date, and y'all have sex, y'all stop talking because the sex wasn't to your standards. And that's a problem, because unlike having a random hookup, this was a date. You had a good time on that date. Y'all had a fantastic time on a date. Y'all really felt like y'all had a lot of things in common. The only reason why you're not talking to this person now is because the sex was bad. The more terrible relationships that you have down the road, it's going to all be your fault because your thought process is so off. I always make fun of people when I see this because I've heard these stories before. Yeah, I didn't deal with him anymore because his sex was trash. And I'm like, whose sex is supposed to be perfect when y'all just did a random hookup? I'm like, y'all had sex for the first time and y'all didn't ask each other what y'all liked. You didn't know. Y'all just ran right into it and you felt like you had a bad experience. Like, sometimes sex can be awkward, especially for the first time. That's why, like, people, when they do that liquid courage and they get, you know, a little tipsy or a little drunk, they do it so that they can kind of, like, just ease through the night. But don't judge off that first time that y'all had sex. Like, don't judge based off the sex. You know what I mean? You can make that better. That can always be fixed down the road. But that'll have to be a conversation for like another time, because I feel like that can be we can find some really good people to have a sexual conversation about stuff like that, those instances. But to finish out that episode, you know, the guy went to, you know, finally ran into the young lady and he said, hey, I've been calling you and blah, blah, blah. And he kind of brought up like, you know, I thought I had raped you or whatever. And she said, no, you didn't. You did not. You just, you know, you were just bad at sex. And it's very dangerous for us to assume what rape is. It's very dangerous, extremely dangerous. Don't assume. If the two of you are drunk and y'all had sex still, not one person got over the other. Y'all both were drunk. Not one person, you know, did something to the other person that the other person didn't like. Y'all both got drunk and ended up in that bed. So any young people out there, you know, go find an adult, you know what I mean? And have that, you know, and have those conversations though. Just to my listeners, man, just engage in conversation with the opposite sex and have these conversations with your friends. And if you guys are comfortable, have these conversations with your family, because it really goes a long way. It goes a long way for mature young adults and, you know, young kids that are growing up that are now in that mental state where they can get an understanding for some things. Like if the kids are like 15, 16, however you as a parent feel comfortable having that conversation with your kids. But like, it's very, like I said, it's extremely important for parents to have that conversation with the kids just because, so that they'll know. But like, it's at whatever age you feel is comfortable, because you know, that's your kid. But you know, you have that conversation with them and just like really like pick their brain and just let them know, you know. You know, let them know the basics of, you know, sexual assault and what, you know, sexual harassment is. Let these, like, let these young boys understand just how very important it is for them to just, like, watch what they're doing, you know, watch what they're saying. Because we gotta, you know, we gotta be better. You know, I felt extremely bad. I do remember being in high school and thinking that it was cool to de-pants a chick right at school. Swoop. You know, we did it to everybody, but like on a real level, man, that's that can get you in some big trouble nowadays now, man. Luckily we did shit like that with like people we knew, but like even as a grown ass man now, I'm like, yo, I feel bad because like, yo, that's you would never want to be called a perv. You know what I'm saying? Like, you would never want to be called that. You get called that, like, that's something that you just don't want to be called. So, like, there's some things that we did where they used to say, like, you know, boys will be boys. Nah, stop that shit. You know, if you got a little young boy that's wilding the fuck out and doing some crazy shit like that, you know, stop them at all times, you know, because it's not respectful. But, and we got to, young men gotta know at all times, just be respectful around women. You know, I remember seeing that video a couple of years ago, the lady walking around New York. I had a lot of side feelings about it because there were some guys that were just saying, you know, hey, it's you know, they catcalling. I mean, you can toss that shit up how you want, like however you want. They could have, you know, had a video of a big girl walking around right after her. And let's face it, how many guys was going to say something to that girl? There would have been a few guys that would have said something to the big girl while the other girl's walking. And she's got everybody trying to holler at her because she was, you know, saying she was hot. So she had everybody coming up to her. And I mean, there was one instance where a guy, you know, he walked up to her and then he started following her. But he was still trying to talk, and it's like, all right, yo, fuck you then. That's how New York niggas is. Y'all know. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know they'll cuss your ass out. They're like, hey, girl, come over here and talk to me one time. Man, fuck you then. That's you know. And it's not okay. It's not. All right. Let's see here. Do we have... I'm gonna check and see if we have any birthdays here. All right. Big shout out to Ebony O'Neill. Happy birthday. She's 33 today. Melissa Jane, shout out to you for your birthday. Oh, and a big shout also to my old assistant manager, Mike. Yeah, that is awesome. And today's his birthday, so that's really good. Here. Oh man, I can't wait to check out these festivals, man. There's a lot of festivals out there. And that fest, holy shit. Yeah, man, big shout out to these concerts and festivals, man, that are coming back, man. It's really cool to see. All right, so that was our birthday shout outs, and I'm gonna start doing more of that, doing birthday shout outs and stuff like that. Everybody, y'all know how I am, man. At the end, I always ask the same couple of things, man. Just pass the podcast around and just let everybody know, word of mouth, you know. Nerd Rage Podcast. We're actually going to be changing the name of the podcast to the PVO show. Positive Vibes Only is the name of the show, presented by Nerd Rage Entertainment. That way it kind of, I guess, give us an opportunity to get seen a little bit more. There's a couple other podcasts that I've seen that have been using Nerd Rage as well. So, like, figure out, shake it up a little bit, and we'll change the name officially to the same title as our stream, the PVO show, Positive Vibes Only. So I'm your host, DLP the Prince. Just want to thank everybody that has been listening to the podcast. If you guys have been, I just want you guys to know how amazing you are for listening. Just giving us a listen means absolutely the world to me. And again, hopefully I can have some people with me in the podcast. I know I've been doing this by myself now, a couple of episodes now, and just trying to get, really just trying to get used to it. But I think these conversations are, good to have out there. I at least try to, come up with something good for the listeners here. And hopefully you guys really do enjoy this episode today. It was on my heart. At the end, just giving a summary, men, we really in every aspect have to do better. It doesn't matter what race we are, what our background is, or where we are at right now in life. We just got to do better. That's all. We owe it to our beautiful women, to our queens. We owe it to be better men. Definitely owe it to them. So again, man, thank you, everybody, that checks out the show. Just keep spreading that love, let everybody know about the show. And, hopefully we get some more new listeners in here, man. You guys are awesome. So, thank you and love you guys. Till the next episode.